Chapter 3. Zane.
Pants.
Jameson eyed me up and down wearily.
Blokes wear pants.
It's too early to use the word bloke, I muttered, slapping his ass as I walked past him to grab a cup of much-needed coffee. With a grunt, he placed his hands on the counter and moved his lips like he was praying. Jay?
Shh.
Jay?
I'm counting to 10 so I don't blow your bloody head off.
America! I shouted. Fun fact, did you know your accent's really thick in the morning? Almost impossible to decipher if you're actually speaking English or something else. Jameson pinched the bridge of his nose.
I'm suddenly remembering why I hesitated before saying yes. Yes, Zane, I'd love to have you come stay with me and my new wife. You need a room, a bed to sleep in, a roof to cover your head? Hell, take my bloody dog while you're at it. Oh, what's that? You want to steal my friends too? Be my guest.
With a grin, I sat on the bar stool and sipped the hot, bitter liquid. You done yet?
Yes.
He frowned.
Maybe.
A shrug.
I think I have more anger inside.
Sex cures anger.
So does shooting things.
He fired back, finally grabbing his coffee and slamming the newspaper against the granite countertop before dropping it. Tisk, tisk. Need I remind you who my cousin is? I teased.
Oh, dear God, not this again.
He held one hand up stop sign style as if to prevent me from talking.
Please spare me the story of your Italian mafia-connected family. That's complete shite and you know it.
Fine, I sighed. Just don't get pissed when I call in a favor and a sleek black Mercedes pulls up to the curb and a man in a suit tells you to get in.
You watch too many movies.
This from an A-list actor and movie director?
His eyes narrowed.
They'll put you on ice.
The Godfather was on HBO last night again, wasn't it?
Hey, Vin, we got a problem,
I said using my best Italian mafioso voice, then rubbed my chin.
We go to the mattresses.
Jay stared at me, hard.
Sure you don't want to be in my next movie?
And have more fangirls chasing me around while I hide out on a carousel next to a unicorn that just so happens to hump my leg every time it comes down? Hell no.
One instance.
It was enough. And then I added...